And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of January 22nd. This week in 1960, Sam Cooke signed with RCA Records. Gene Chandler made his TV debut on American Bandstand this week in 1962. In 86 this week, the first inductees into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame were announced, and they included Elvis Presley, Chuck Berry, and Fats Domino. This week in 1970, James Shep Shepherd from Shep and the Limelights, also from the Heartbeats, as he was the lead singer for them. He was found murdered in his car on a New York expressway. Clarence Carter and Eddie Floyd were inducted into the Alabama Music Hall of Fame in 2003. The British invasion began in earnest in the United States this week in 1964 when I Want to Hold Your Hand by the Beatles went to number one, and no looking back whatsoever. In 1962, The Twist was banned from the Buffalo Roman Catholic Diocese for being impure. Little Richard enrolled at Oakland College in Huntsville, Alabama, to start the process of getting his divinity degree this week in 1958. In 1968, the Bee Gees made their first ever appearance in the United States. It took place at the Anaheim, California Convention Center, and then they immediately headed back to England. Elvis made his national TV debut in the U.S. this week in 1956. It was on Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey's show called Stage Show. 6,000 teenagers attended the first night of the ill-fated winter dance party with Buddy Holly at the Million Dollar Ballroom in Milwaukee. Despite temperatures of 17 below and 13 inches of snow this week in 1959. In 1957, Bill Haley and his Comets attended the Australian premiere of Don't Knock the Rock, the movie that everybody was watching at that as soon as that came out back in 1957, and they took that movie in while they were on tour. Yoko Ono donated $375,000 to Liverpool's Strawberry Fields Retirement Home, the inspiration for John Lennon's song, and that donation took place in 1984. Cilla Black made her debut singing at the Cavern Club in Liverpool this week in 1963. She had prior been the hat check girl there. The American Breed were signed by the president of ACTA Records when he saw them perform while he was stuck in Chicago during a blizzard in 1967. In 1971, Jefferson Airplane's Grace Slick and Paul Kantner became the parents of a baby girl. They named her God. Well, they later changed it to China. In the studio this week, the Drifters recorded on Broadway in 63. The Beach Boys cut Wouldn't It Be Nice in 1966. Elvis recorded Bossa Nova Baby in 63. Tony Bennett cut the classic I Left My Heart in San Francisco this week in 1962. The Paradons recorded Diamonds and Pearls in 60. Elvis cut Teddy Bear in 57. Sam Cooke was in the studio in 1960 recording Chain Gang. John Lennon wrote and recorded Instant Karma this week in 1970. Dee Dee Sharp began recording The Mashed Potato Time in 62. We Are the World recorded this week in 1985 in Los Angeles by a plethora of recording stars, and they raised money for hunger relief in Africa. Jerry and the Pacemakers recorded How Do You Do It in 63. Johnny Horton cut The Battle of New Orleans in 59. And Buddy Holly's first professional recording session took place this week in 1956 in Nashville, but no hits came out of that particular recording session. Birthdays. Sam Cooke, born this week, 1931. Joe Dowell, 77. Eugene Church, born in 1938. Ray Stevens turns 78. Aaron Neville, 76. Jack Scott turns 81. Warren Zevon, born this week in 1947. John Belushi from the Blues Brothers, born 1949. Huey Piano Smith is 83. Gene Knight, 74. David Seville, born this week, 1919. Bobby Blue Bland is 87. Mr. Acker Bilk, born this week in 1929. Marshall Lieb of the Teddy Bears, born in 1939. Nedra Talley from the Ronettes is 71. And Neil Diamond is 76. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of January 22nd. For any late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. And then click blog. I'm Michael Godin.
Treasure Island, oh.